Blog Talk Radio.
Blessings to you. I pray you enjoyed the song Awakening. That is the theme for where we're at in this season. I believe that there is a gathering, a seeking, a finding so that we can hear. And so I pray that our spirits are awakened to that which the Holy Spirit desires to do in us in this season. So about each of you that are on the line now and what the Spirit of the Lord would desire to have the opportunity to accomplish through us. Why don't we prepare for prayer? And I would like us to keep in mind the desire to, as we gather, to seek, to find, and then to corporately hear. So is there someone on the line that would like to open us up in prayer? All of the lines are open. All of the lines are open. Okay. Well, if not, Father, we bless you. And
Father,
we thank go on.
Father God, we thank you and praise you. We give you the glory. Father, we magnify you. Father God, we thank you as we invite you into this space, Father God, that you imbue us with your power, your knowledge, your wisdom, Lord God, that a plan exists which is your perfect plan, Father God. And we thank you that you are guiding us through it and through. Father God, we ask prayers for those who are in this meeting, those who are coming, Lord God. We thank you for clarity and brevity in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. So, interesting in this day as we are gathering, there were some other things that were scheduled for today was supposed to be one of the healing clinics. And so we were supposed to have the healing symposium today, and so clearly that hasn't happened. But nevertheless, I believe everything that God does is
purposeful in even that which he doesn't do but allows to happen. There is a lesson to be learned and gleaned from it. And so in this whole concept of awakening, I am just simply reminded of Matthew 7:7. And it just, it simply says, ask and it will be given to you. Seek and ye shall find. Knock and the door will be opened to you. And there are various translations that you can reflect on. But I believe that this morning that there is a release given unto us to act. I wished I knew how to get that that prayer that I like, where the gentleman is saying, ask the Lord for something, you know, greater than what we have currently been seeking the Lord for. But I know that some of you are familiar with that. But nevertheless, there is a place where the Lord affords us the opportunity to act and keep on asking, and it will be given to you. And not, we're not looking at the things that he doesn't will, but we're looking at the things that he's already actually released, and it's just a matter of, in our pursuit of him, aligning ourselves up with him where it is or where it has been released. And then that scripture goes on to say, seek. And that's the place that I believe that we're in. We're in this season of seeking. And it's our desire to continue to seek the Lord so that we can find him, and not that he is lost to us, and not that we're so far from him. But the seek is to pursue him in a way that we don't currently know him, that we've not known him in the past. And so I want to encourage us to become those seekers again, to allow the Lord to create in us a desire and a passion to seek and to pursue him more, to seek and pursue him differently, to get to a place where we're not satisfied with the God that we know, but we want to know more about God in areas that we've not known, that we didn't even know was available to us. So in this season of awakening, let us be diligent to gather, seek, find, and hear. And just simply, as the scripture tells us in Revelation, let him that have the ear hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And I believe that that's the corporate word. That responsibility isn't for us to hear individually, but I believe Revelation 3:17 is encouraging us that there's something that we'll hear when we gather that we would not hear if we did not gather. And so, you know, to those of you who are on the line right now, and I'm trying to open one more person, to those of you who are on the line right now at this, you know, 10:19 hour, if you will, I pray that you'll hear the fact that Revelation 2:17 says, he who has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says to the church. And that anointing be released upon your ears as you continue to gather to hear the words that the Lord is releasing corporately to the church, to the kingdom, to assignments. There is a word that he releases in an assignment. There is a grace that he releases in the assignment. And there is a prophetic direction and just a prophetic release that he releases to and in assignments. And so I pray that for those that are on the line, that we have an ear to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying, but that the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the assignment, in the assignment, for the assignment. I pray that the anointing for the assignment, the grace for the assignment, the Spirit of the Lord that would rest upon us to create a path where there is no path, to create resources where there are no resources, to release a different dimension of grace would rest upon all of those who hear our voice, because what I believe we have to understand is that he is gracing us in this season as we gather, see, find, and hear. He is gracing us in this season to accomplish something that we have never been able to accomplish. He is releasing a mantle on an assignment that isn't like an assignment that we have previously had. And so I pray that you hear that. Thank you, Pastor. It's the closet. I think they said that John Hagee, YouTube, ask him. Nothing is impossible. So I have no idea how to tap into that right now. Bless him. I don't have a clue how you tap into it. But I want to encourage you, just in your quiet time, to tap into it and ask the Lord, seek the Lord and, find out what is it that you want me to ask you for that I have not previously asked you for that you are just waiting to do. I believe it's amazing that he wants you to ask him for something because he wants to give it to you, but the way you will get it is if you ask. And there's some things that he wants to give us that is only released in our pursuit of him. So, okay, this is all about our strategy meeting. I just wanted to be able to share that. And if somebody has the wisdom on how to get that John Hagee YouTube prayer, YouTube, let me know. Okay, so then this is obviously what is going to happen is that which was scheduled for this month is going to be rescheduled. And I believe we can reschedule it for the September one. And so that second Saturday in September, I believe it's September 11th. There would have been one scheduled for September 11th, and so we will just move this particular one to September 11th, and that way individuals will have more time to prepare. So it will be scheduled for September 11th. I believe it was being done on, it was a virtual conference, and so we will, I want to say we'll keep it virtual. I know that there's some people that I believe were going to participate that are not local. And so for the purposes of that, we will continue to keep this particular gathering virtual. Okay, so I'm making a note of that. So then what I need from this group, and I should do some kind of roll call, but I'll work that out shortly. What I need from this group, because I believe it, I'm sorry, somebody was speaking? No. Okay, so what I need from this group, we're going to revisit what everybody agreed to do. And then what I'm asking for this group is for some people to come to the forefront to volunteer to spearhead this ministry opportunity. So let me just recap, unless there's somebody on the phone line that can do a recap of we met in May's meeting. If not, I think it was the 8th that we met. We will be able to do a recap. Yes, it was the 8th, and go from there. We talked about the connection of Christ to our crisis and coming up with daily scriptures. And we talked about having 30 of them. And I believe that Elder Dr. Arlette and Minister Pat were responsible for those. We talked about our soul decrees or affirmations, and Minister Brenda, Pastor Dr. T, Dr. Kathy, Elder Elette, Lynette, and Evangelist Katie were each responsible for coming up with 6 different soul decrees. Elder Roberta, Elder Arlette, Elder April, Evangelist Katie were all going to be part of a Google Doc team so that we could figure out how to get the information formatted in such a way so that we can make it available to people who would participate. Promises from the Word of God to people was Elder Deborah, Dr. Kathy, Overseer Dr. Paulette, and Elder Roberta were coming up with your scriptures, well, better yet, with your promises from God. We looked at some really cool scriptures, so I want to revisit that. And what we had decided to do, which I believe is phenomenal, is we were looking at this. These were voices coming from the church, coming from the culture, and coming from the community, church, culture, and community. How Christ would respond to the church, how Christ would respond to the culture, and Christ's response to the community, what he's saying. And so for church, I want to say we only had one person signed up for church, and that was Overseer. For culture, we looked at Pastor T, Prophet Henderson, Evangelist Katie, and Elder Parker. And then for community, Dr. Kathy, Elder Deborah, Elder April, Elder Elette, Lynette, and I want to see her name here. It's in 2 categories, so. And so the goal was, we were, again, looking at something from 10 to 4, and I think that we can keep that same format unless those, that consortium of people that will come together and say they will spearhead it, seek the different time frames. And one of the things we were looking at is what did Jesus do in the midst of other people's crisis? What was Christ's role in our crisis? What did he do? What did he say? What was his belief system? And how do we accurately reflect that? So it becomes important to just kind of identify what Christ's role is and has been in the midst of people's crisis. And we talked about creating some case histories or just charting some scenarios from Scripture. I'm charting some scenarios from Scripture so that we can have just kind of a firsthand look at Christ's role. And I'm looking for one other thing that I don't see. But nevertheless. So for recap purposes, does that sound familiar to you all?
Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you for whoever said yes. I definitely appreciate that. So for some scriptures, we were to look at James 1, 2 through 4, Matthew 11, 28. One of the scenarios was to come from Judges 9. And again, we could pick any scenario. I believe that you all have the responsibility of doing that. And I want to say someone found some information online about Christ in our crisis. I believe. Is there
any group of people that's interested in spearheading this.
Apostle.
Yes.
This is Pittman.
Hello.
Good morning. The headings that you just gave out, you want someone to choose one and spearhead it. Is that correct?
No, ma'am. Well, no. Actually, yes, that is part of what someone would do. But I am giving this assignment to a consortium of people that says, in September, we will spearhead, we will run, we will facilitate, we will organize this healing experience. And there is the book, I thought she had found something, Crisis, actually called Christ in Crisis, Why We Need to Reclaim Jesus. And I want to say that those people that can download something, it is downloadable, and apparently it has some phenomenal insights and things that we could use and incorporate in the midst of this. So I just wanted to get that out to you. And so this event needs two servant leaders. That's what it's called. I couldn't think of what it's called. Thank you. So thank you, Minister Pittman. So I have a question. Were you volunteering to be a servant leader?
No, I'm trying to yet again catch up. I have no idea what you guys are actually doing, so I was just gonna listen until I figured it out.
No problem. You'll get caught up.
I was interested in the Christ role in our crisis, but that's not what you're talking about. You're looking for two servant leaders for this event.
Okay, I don't want you to miss the fact that we are also looking for the others. So if you want to serve in that capacity, please feel free.
Okay.
But right now we are seeking, thank you, Overseer. Right now we are looking for the servant leaders.
Apostle, you had some deadlines.
We have some deadlines, you said, Evangelist?
Yeah, you had some deadlines that you had set to hand in all of this stuff that was to go to the LFCM email. And
yes.
So I'm not sure who was pulling all of that together and what we got and what we're missing.
Now that I will have to follow up in my thinking probably with Elder April for that we can come together. That's part of why we're going to
start again. Okay, I get it.
No problem. I'm getting multiple texts going on here, so that's part of what we need to do. The best way to accomplish this is to have a group of servant leaders. That's how this event, this ministry opportunity was fell through the cracks, because we don't have a consortium of servant leaders to stay on task with this, follow up with it, collect the data from the labors-lfcm@gmail.com information and to coordinate it. And so I believe we are definitely at a point where, you know, some people can become the servant leader for this, spearhead it, and go forward.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Anybody on the phone? Hello.
So, let me go back to the original question so that I don't lose my place, which is simply, is there anybody who, because we all know, what it means to be a servant leader. So is there anybody who is, do we all know what it means to be a servant leader?
Tell us.
Tell us what it means to be a servant leader?
Yeah, just to be, yeah.
Yeah.
So we'll know for sure.
That's fair. That's definitely, definitely, definitely a fair assessment.
I guess my question would be, what categories of servant leader do you need to, these people to spearhead, so that I guess I can understand what it should look like.
That's the second question.
That sounds wonderful. That, I mean, no, these are very, very, very legitimate questions, and so let's just answer them. So when we talk about having a servant leader for any event, we are talking about a group of individuals that will come together, and they will make sure that the task and the assignment are completed. Now, how do they make sure they follow it from beginning to end? And they will do, these are just some of the things that those individuals will be responsible for doing. They would, based on this event, let's see, we have people doing scriptures, goals, decrees, promises, and those different categories. They would make sure that the individuals in each of those areas, that they were staying on task with them. They were complete. One moment, please.
This is Overseer Paulette, and I think the first thing a servant leader has to do is to get the vision of what this opportunity is going to look like. Every area that needs to be presented, and once you get all the areas, as the apostle said, the scripture, the promises, you have all of those areas, then over each area, you need a servant leader to collect the information, to organize it, and then put it on a schedule so that it can be, you know, it can be given at this opportunity. So I'm going to do promises will come before the scripture, and then it's come before that. So the servant leader over the promises will organize the promises in a way that flows through the healing process. So you have to have the healing process in mind, which the apostle has given us. And the structure of the time that we're on this Zoom meeting presenting this, someone has to structure it. They have to assign certain people to do certain aspects of the presentation of your area, whether it's the scripture or the promises. What are the other two areas, Apostle? Soul decrees.
Promises, soul decrees, prayers.
Prayer.
And then we have the responsibility. We break down into community, church, and culture, and we look at who is Jesus in other people's crisis. What would be his response? So there would be someone that would coordinate community, someone that would coordinate church, and someone that would coordinate culture.
So all of those scriptures, promises, soul decrees and prayers relating to a culture is given to one servant leader, and the one for the community are given to that. That servant leader will collect those things, and then those servant leaders will have a database of what they're going to present. Then they will make sure that it flows in the process of healing. So the servant leader's responsibility are to get together after they've gathered all of the information from all of the sources. They're to make deadlines. They're going to have to follow up on each person that's been assigned those things to do, and they're going to make sure that it's been done, and once they get it on the email address, they can check it off. That's done. What's left outstanding, they have to pursue to get, and then they would set up a meeting with all servant leaders. And each servant leader would be assigned a culture, a community, a church, and
culture, church, community.
Oh, three, a culture, church, community. And so they're organizing the information based on that, and the umbrella of all of it is what Jesus' response would be, situations of the culture, of the prayer, of the soul decree. All of them will flow through him then to the people. Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah.
It makes sense to me. It's a group effort. Really is a coordinated group effort.
With a leader of a group, yeah. So with your team.
Exactly.
Get a leader. I'm sorry. Get your leader, and then the leader get their team. The team
right.
is the people that have been assigned to bring this information together. It's already broken up in the team, so now we need somebody over each team to do the follow-up to make sure each member of the team has met the deadline. That means stayed on task. Are you according to our schedule? This is the schedule. It needs to be done here. Your stuff wasn't on the email. Where is it, and when can I expect? So, who's going to be a servant leader?
Overseer?
Yes.
Yes, just a quick question. This is Elder Deborah. I've only been on the call for maybe like the last 7 minutes or so. So my only question is, I got the whole idea that you said the promises and scriptures, the soul decrees, the three categories, the community, the church, and the culture. I guess what I'm missing is how it's going to be executed. I know people are supposed to be doing the individual things, somebody is gathering, but I guess I don't understand. Then once that information, so once the servant leader has the information, I know you're saying organize it, but how is that going to be presented or executed? Like how? Just reading the scripture? I guess I'm missing that.
Well,
thing.
That's a valid question, Elder. And how it'll be organized is then the servant leaders will get together. They have the information. The servant leader is going to organize it. Just like on Sunday, you got choirs, you got preaching, you got scripture, you got offering. Some servant leader has to get together and say, first we'll do this, then you'll do that. That will flow into this. Before the preaching, we'll have the song. After the song, we'll have, after the preaching, you'll have. So they organize each area. That's how it's presented. Okay? Does that make sense? Just like any worship service, every Sunday morning, Overseer Marnette is the servant leader. And she says who's doing scripture, who's doing the opening prayer, when it's going to happen. First this will happen, then that will happen, then that will happen. All of it is coordinated with the theme of the Sunday. And at times when she knows, like the theme is night shift or, you know, what prophet has said or whatever, well, what apostle has said here, the theme is, where, how does Jesus look in these areas? How does he look in the prayer for the culture? That's what the servant leaders are going to get together, and the Lord is going to give you the wisdom of how to do that. That means the servant leader has to pray and fast together so they get on one accord and they can get the vision.
So,
so it can be
is it the servant leader that's actually doing it in the service, or are they just collecting and arranging and deciding the order? I mean, so when the service actually happens.
You are
collecting and arranging.
Right. Remember, Elder Deborah, you are the servant leader at your church. Do you do all of it? Or is it assigned, this is the choir? This is Brother James? Brother Joe is going to do it this Sunday, and Brother Sam is going to do that part at the end. So you're assigning.
So, I mean, are we using the people who got the pictures, the promises, and the decrees in those various areas to do that, or are the service leaders doing it? That's what I meant. Like on that Sunday, so I just say hypothetically, I'm not a servant leader, and I'd have to go back and look. I think, but I'm just doing this hypothetically. So just say if I'm culture finding promises.
Pastor T, Prophet Henderson, Evangelist Katie, and Elder Parker are under culture. Those individuals would coordinate that. There would be a servant leader under culture that would share with the servant leaders that's over this healing experience. How that their section is going to go. Well, it's only one person under church, so. Yes. So let's go to community. Dr. Kathy, Elder Deborah, Elder April, Elder-elect Lynette. So out of that would emerge a servant leader, and you all would decide how are we going to, what is our platform going to look like? How are we going to communicate in this healing symposium? How are we going to connect Christ to people's crisis? What does Jesus look like in other people's crisis? And you're going to present it from a community perspective. So the servant, thank you, over there. So the servant leader, thank you. Oh, that overseer too. So the servant leader from the community, from the church, and from culture would work in tandem with the servant leaders over the ministry opportunity. The servant leader just over the prayer. So there was a prayer side and there was a worship side, even though 9 people signed up for the prayer side, but they didn't sign up for the worship side. But it's okay. Those individuals would come together as they create, those individuals would come together as, those individuals would come up with the opportunity, would come up with the schedule and they for their particular areas, and then they would coordinate it with the servant leader. Those that were over the promises of God. This is what we have. This is how we're doing it. This is how we're presenting it. And they would work in tandem with the servant leaders over the ministry opportunity. The servant leaders over the entire ministry opportunity would serve to keep me abreast of what's going on with this particular healing symposium. Connecting Christ to our crisis. So the healing conversation, the healing symposium for that September, what date is that date? September 11th. This is the format. This is the layout. These are the individuals that are doing it. We see this happening between 10 and 2 or whatever time frame is decided amongst you all, and this is how it will flow. So, thank thank you, Overseer, for the breakdown of the servant leader. Any servant leaders? Oh, sorry, yeah, thank you, sir. Any servant leaders emerging on the call? Well, and I'm trying to look up who all is on here so that I'll know who I'm speaking with. But I realize I just lost about 5 people have dropped off the call.
So they may be calling back in. I was just listening, and all of a sudden the phone just went completely dead. You know, it's not a battery issue or anything like that. And I just called right back in and got back in. But that might have, in the last 2 minutes, you know, it just went, my phone just went dead, or the call dropped.
Wow.
So I hate to just keep going on, but I'm just fuzzy on, so once all the information has been gathered, everybody has been selected who's the servant leader, one for prayer, one for worship for those 3 categories, and that information and the schedule is done on when it's going to happen time-wise. So then does it just come as a lecture, as a PowerPoint presentation? Does it just come as a forum with 3 people talking about the scriptures they've talked about and maybe in cultural community? I guess that's where I'm lost. I'm just not sure what it's going to look like. Just individual servant leaders explaining those scriptures and decrees or
decrees. The servant leader is just hosting and coordinating the event. It's like the coordinator of an event. All of the people that we have named and those that I may have overlooked, please forgive me. But those individuals would present as they see fit. So the soul decree people.
Okay.
Maybe the soul decree people's, I want to say I see 5 soul decree people. Minister Brenda, Pastor T, Dr. Kathy, Elder-elect Lynette, Evangelist Katie, they were each responsible for 6 soul decrees. And so maybe those soul decrees go out in a Google Doc, because that would be a total of 30. Maybe those soul decrees go out in a Google Doc at the beginning of the month or something. And, you know, maybe it's one person's soul decree comes across in animation. Somebody else's soul decree comes across in singing, somebody else is just, it's written, you know, and somebody else's soul decree, you get it after you decipher the puzzle. So it is as diverse as those 6 people are. And it can be communicated however those 6 people determine that they want to communicate it. There's a servant leader over the soul decrees, and they go, we've met, and this is how we're going to present them. I mean, we have a really unique creative format, and so this is how we're going to do YouTube videos. And our soul decrees are going to look like intros and outros. I'm making up stuff. I'm really stretching here. I have no clue.
No, but I understand better. At least it gives me a little clarity, kind of, that it's just not going to be a static one person talking about culture, one person talking about community.
So look, we look at soul decrees. You have Minister Brenda. She does books. Her soul decree, I have no doubt, is going to look like a book format or a cartoon strip, something that a bookmark, it is going to communicate something. Pastor T is going to write out something because she's that teacher. So you're going to have to figure it out. You're going to have to extract the message out of it. Okay, you're not just going to get it and be like, oh, I'm going to have a good day. No, by the time you get it, you would have learned a few things that's going to challenge your day. Dr. Kathy, oh, she's the creative medical one. So now this is the soul decree, but this is how this decree affects my mind, body, soul, and spirit. And you know you haven't done your decree because you're not, it. Your body, what does the scripture say, 3 John 2, pray that you be in good health, prosper even as your soul prospers. So she's going to say, you know what? that soul decree is going to prosper you. It's going to have a threefold level of prosperity in your body. And I want to see it happening in your physical body, mental body, and emotional body, whatever it is. Elder Lynette is extremely expressive and creative. And so she's going to say, you know, my soul decree has to reflect the temple of what's going on in heaven right now. And so I am going to communicate it through expressive arts. And so, you know, the following colors mean the following things in the spirit realm. And so the soul decree is going to be communicated as you understand colors. And then you have Evangelist Katie. So it is going to be visual. It is going to be prophetic. And it's going to have something to do with technology. So, you know, whether she creates some VR head experience that you, you know, immerse yourself in and you are catapulted into a different dimension. That's your soul decree people for the month. That's what those people represent. Don't you all?
Yeah.
Can you just assign that to us?
Yes.
And then we'll do it.
Okay.
So you have our, you have
soul
my name
decree
as a prompt. I'm promise. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell me how you want me to do.
Okay. Promises from God. I'm sure Elder Roberta is on this line. I'm positive.
Yes.
So promises from God, Elder Roberta, you are the servant leader. You have the responsibility of coordinating overseer, Dr. Kathy, and Elder Deborah, and you're missing a person. I can't read who I wrote, but it's supposed to be five people. Actually, find another person. How is that? And so Elder Roberta. Okay, Elder Roberta, you have the promises from God. The thing I know that you love is the Bible. I've seen you take the promises from God, put them in prescription bottles, and say, take your medicine. And the only way you can take your medicine is to know what you're taking. Anybody that gets medication gets it because they have a diagnosis and an illness somewhere. So the promise of God says you're sick. And so Evangelist Katie said that when you're sick, the Bible says call for the elders. So Elder Roberta has coordinated scriptures for people in crisis, and this is what Jesus says about your crisis, so take your medicine. So, Elder Roberta, you're the servant leader for crisis.
Can I, this person be Dr. Dorsey?
You all can work that out on your own time. Dr. Dorsey is on the line. Yes, you guys can have Dr. Dorsey. Dr. Dorsey Williams. You're on promises. So, Elder Roberta, the promise people are Elder, Overseer Paulette, Dr. Kathy, Elder Deborah, Dr. Dorsey, and Elder Roberta is the servant leader. Now, unfortunately, let me go to another category. Soul decree.
No, I'm not doing
that. Soul decrees. You have Minister Brenda, Pastor T, Dr. Kathy, Elder Elette, Lynette, and Evangelist Katie. Does somebody want to volunteer before you're drafted? All right, no problem. So, Minister Brenda. Well, hopefully you're on the line.
Yes,
but
ma'am.
If not, you have a very powerful thing. They will let you know. You are, because they are not a silent group at all. You are the servant leader over soul decrees. Your team is Pastor T, Dr. Kathy, Elder Elect, Lynette, and Evangelist Katie. I'm moving on. Daily scripture, well, Minister Pat and Elder Arlette, Minister Pat, I'm sure you're on the line. You're the servant leader. Get with Elder Arlette. Work it out. Come up with some creative way to communicate the scriptures for the month that speak to Christ in what Christ looks like in people's crisis, and use the book that we just talked about, Christ in Crisis. So, Minister Pat. This is a lot more work than I thought. Okay, 1, 2, 3. So, carrying on, moving forward. Wonderful. As we look at the prayer, now nobody signed up for worship, but that's fine. Somebody let Pastor Bethel know that she's responsible in that area. There you go, servant leader. Servant. I can't even say it right now. Okay, prayer is Lazarus, Williams, Henderson, McMillan, Winslow, Pittman. Oh, Kennedy, Frisbee, Elder Deborah, and, oh, Pastor Diane. Pastor Diane, you all are responsible for creating the prayer structure for it and doing it. That's a very
diverse. So she just has one person.
Said, yeah, is that Elder Deborah?
That's Elder Deborah saying, can I switch out prayer and go to worship with Pastor Bethel?
Of course, yeah. I'll do you one even better. I'll put you over there. I'll move Lazarus over there. And that sounds like a very powerful team that needed to be together anyway. Wouldn't you say, Elder Deborah? I know she's
absolutely agree with a prayer.
Okay, so I'm going back to the prayer side. Oh, come on. And so I believe I heard Pittman on the line trying to find out what was the what and move on. Not a problem. You're the servant leader under prayer, Pittman. Your team consists of Williams, Henderson, McMillan, Winslow, Frisbee, and Pastor Diane. Get together and make it work. Wow. Okie dokie. Now, we broke everything up into community church culture. Community church culture. Okay? Community church culture. So under community, and this is 14 of you all on the line, so I don't want to miss anybody. Under community, I have Dr. Kathy, Elder Deborah, Elder April, Elder Elect Lynette. Is there anybody else that's interested in community?
Pastor Winslow is interested in community. I'm not sure what I'm asking for, but I am interested.
I hear you, but I'm writing it down now.
Apostle, what is community?
Oh, okay. Yeah, that was, okay, no problem. So you are, as we hear voices and as we are responsible for, to become conduits for healing through the lenses of the healer, what does it look like for the community to be healed? What does crisis look like in our community? And so what does Jesus look like in the midst of that? And how is he healing in the midst of the community? What is crisis conversation as it relates to the crisis in the community? How do we connect Christ to the community crisis? And what is that voice? What is his response? What is he saying? And you do that for the community, for church, and for culture.
Apostle, you had us to send you some scriptures with examples of crises scenarios in scripture. Do you still have those?
Did you guys send them to that email, labor.lfc@gmail.com?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you sent them to that email, then yes, I am sure they are in that email.
Okay.
People delete stuff they do.
I have come to learn.
So, but we're going to get to those things. Thank you for mentioning it, Evangelist. Trust me, we are on our way to those things. Okay, so unfortunately only one person signed up for the church, and so and then for culture, McMillan, Henderson, Smith, and Parker. Smith, you are the servant leader for culture.
Now I have to understand what you're looking for.
No, that's you all, Scott. That's why I feel good about passing this baton. You guys have done this a long time. So you're going to create, what is Christ saying to the culture?
Oh, yeah, I wrote that down.
Well, see, so you didn't even need to ask me, because this is just in you guys, okay? Sorry, Overseer, you're the servant leader because nobody else signed up to work with us.
Mm-hmm.
You're the only person that signed up for the church. Okay, community. You can draft anybody. You can draft anybody you want. Okay, so Elder Deborah, you signed up for community. This is going to work in our favor. You're the servant leader.
Community? I thought you just said that Evangelist Katie was the servant leader for community.
No, Evangelist Katie is the servant leader for culture. She didn't sign up for community.
Okay, so who's the servant leader for church?
The only person on the committee, Overseer Paulette. I'm sorry.
Wait, Overseer Paulette is the only person on the committee for church?
Nobody else signed up to work with church, so she has the responsibility. She got to go find some people to work.
Okay, so can I switch from community to church? Let me tell Overseer. No, I'm kidding.
You have Pittman, you have Elder, you have Dr. Dorsey. Oh, you have Apostle KP, Minister Pat, Evangelist Katie, Elder Young. I'm not sure who she said. I think this is Elder Lynette, Elder Elect Lynette, Evangelist Shannon. I hate her writing. Pastor.
What category is this?
Yeah.
This is the people. I don't know. I can't read that.
I volunteer to work with her, with the community. This is Apostle KP.
You volunteer to work with the community?
Yes.
All right, so Elder Deborah, did you hear that?
Right, but what I'm asking you is, can I work with church?
You did? Wait a minute, let me understand. You just said
you said there was nobody on that, and you didn't got all these people for community. So I'm trying to
don't
stay
worry.
In my lane. I know worship in church.
No. Overseer Paulette is going to get some people for church.
Okay.
We got
okay.
For church. The one that establishes order in the spirit realm.
But I can find you some more apostles. Okay.
Okay, so now I'm really confused. I don't know where I am because I can't really hear what Overseer is saying in the back of the
That's all right. Don't
I'm sure you can't, Elder, but count your blessings.
But you called, Apostle, you called my name for something and I don't know what it was.
Is that Evangelist Katie?
No, I got the culture thing, but you were naming people for something else and I don't know what category it was.
I'm trying to read phone numbers and see who all is on the line because it's an awful lot of silent people on this line.
Sure
so
is.
That's what I'm trying to do because there's 13 people on this. But I only hear a few.
So, Apostle, are you saying that I'm doing community? All I'm trying to do is just write down what you're expecting me to do. Am I doing community?
you are doing, you are the servant leader for community. If you would like to serve on another one, feel free.
No, but no. Servant leader for community. I'm already on Promise and Worship. I'm good. I got three of
you. All right.
I'm on Promise and Worship. I'm on Worship.
Where that leads us is with Pastor T, Elder April, and Pastor Winslow.
I'm in culture, and I'm on prayer.
That's a beautiful location, but you have, that's what you do. This is who you're about to be. Pastor T, I heard her voice. Mr. April is on the line. Say something. You can say no if you want to. This response.
Lynette is community.
That's wonderful.
Team.
Right now I'm talking to Pastor Tressa McMillan, Elder April, and Pastor Winslow. I just need to make
here.
Sure those people hear my voice.
I
need them to respond.
I hear you.
Wonderful. Pastor Winslow?
Yes.
I will let him know. Oh, he's here.
Because I want to be very clear. You all are the servant leaders for the entire event.
Wow.
Okay. Wonderful.
Wow. Okay. Can I have clarification? I heard Pastor Winslow.
No.
Who are the other servant leaders for the entire event?
Pastor T, Elder April, and Pastor Winslow will coordinate this entire healing conversations, connecting Christ to the crisis, and we'll work with all of the other servant leaders in the various capacities to bring this about for September 11th, this Zoom. Thank you, because I couldn't remember what it's called. Zoom conference, everything from scheduling the Zoom conference or reaching out to who it. I gotta love the process and the people. I'm reaching out to who should be setting it up, to filling out the form saying this is keeping us updated. The next strategy meeting, which is going to be August 14th, will be coordinated by the servant leaders who would have by that time talked with the servant leaders over the different categories and come up with a process by which we should continue to flow. Now, if
Thank
I can,
you,
you're not going to be, you're very welcome, Pastor, my privilege. If I want to put the particular date of the service, that's fine. You're available now. You can serve your time now. And for those of us who will be vacationing can take place on September the 12th. Okay, starting that Sunday. No, I need to at church on Sunday. The 13th. And make sure you book a flight for two so I can have a seat. All right. I definitely love the ministry of text messaging, I tell you. Any questions? Does anybody need me to go over anything?
This is Pivot again. Now, I understand that I'm going to be the servant leader over prayer, and you named several people underneath, you know, several people's names as it relates to that. And then all of this falls under, I'm just making sure I understand, it's a conference for September 11th. And the prayer is connecting. This prayer team has to show how we're connecting Christ to the crisis.
Yes.
Is that correct or not? Or do you have other instructions for the prayer team?
I've given my overview. The next set of instructions that you all will receive will come from Pastor T, Elder April, and Pastor Joe.
Okay. I'm just trying to.
This really isn't a setup. You guys, you know we've been doing this for like 24 years.
Now you've been doing
it. Oh, no, without a doubt. I definitely know how to delegate, and you all are about to learn how to receive a mantle. But you all with any conference, with the retreat, with CCTI, with AEN, I think most of you have been a servant leader for something. So,
but it hasn't been this many moving parts, I don't think, Apostle. I think that's where maybe some of the confusion, or you're saying the quietness on the line. So when you talk about the three parts, and this may be just clarification for myself, so when I'm doing promises, am I only looking at promises for the community because I'm the servant leader for community? Am I looking specifically for those kinds of promises? Or because I also work with the worship team, am I looking for promises for worship as well?
That's the same question that Overseer had. And if you would want to channel yours, what does worship look like from a community perspective? You know, I'm going to get excited because that means it has to be ecumenical. So y'all don't want my opinion.
We still want your opinion.
Because I don't feel like I received the answer to my question.
You want me to tell you how to strategize in prayer? Not a problem. If I give
Apostle. No, that's not. I'm trying to make sure I understand what. I feel like I'm missing something. I feel like I'm missing the beginning part, and I came in.
I have an answer. I got an answer. Please, if you all have any questions that I haven't done a great job in communicating, Pastor Tressa, Elder April, and Pastor Wendell, they look forward to serving you and bringing clarity to any assignments that they don't have clarity.
Okay, that's fine with me. Perfect. I have all of their numbers.
So please, by all means, reach out to Pastor T, reach out to Elder April, and reach out to Pastor Wendell, because they definitely would be able to give you the insight and the direction that you need. What I want to do is I want to encourage you, if you're like the people that's on the community, if you have a question, reach out to Elder Deborah, because Elder Deborah has the answer. You guys are going to come together and formulate it.
Well, the church isn't going to meet with anybody, but whatever.
Culture, Evangelist Katie. Those people on culture, reach out so that you can develop it within, because you take your concern to the servant leader over the area you're in, and that servant leader will take it to those people that's over the ministry opportunity.
This is Pastor Tressa. I would appreciate if the servant leaders would either get in touch with me via text message at 773-616-0431 or at my Yahoo email, which is NaomiCharge@yahoo.com, so I can know who you are and over which strand you're over. So if you are over a strand, please contact me. And Elder April, Pastor Winslow, and then I'll coordinate with you about who I've heard from.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, that sounds perfect. And Minister, I mean, Minister, I'm not sure the title now. But anyway, Pittman, I wasn't not trying to answer your question. It's just that however you and the team come up with your fresh strategy for the month leading up to it. You know, you may say, give me the name of everybody that registers, and we're going to send them a personal prayer card. I mean, that's up to you guys.
Right.
So I guess what I don't want to do is tell everybody how to do their area, because then I might as well have it just be at the conference, and that defeats my whole training process.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't
want you to tell me how to do it. I'm just trying to tie it together, and it's coming together. Yeah,
it's
I wasn't trying to get you to tell me how to do it.
No, it's going to come together with great clarity, as we do what God said when we opened up this line. He said, gather, speak, find, and hear. And I may not have understood the implications of it all, but, you know, it is an awakening. And he's saying, gather, find, and hear. And you guys have that responsibility to do it within your group. You are powerful, okay? There is a phenomenal grace upon you all to do this. And your whole life process has brought you to a place where you can release this kind of anointing. So be very confident in it. Be very, very, very confident in it. Okay? So if there are no questions for Minister Pittman, Pastor Bethel, Elder Deborah, Overseer Paulette, Evangelist Katie, Elder Roberta, Minister Brenda, Minister Pat, and what I forgot was the Google Doc team, but I'm just going to let you all work that out. I said those names again. Minister Pittman, you are the servant leader of... Somebody please put your phone on mute. You're gurgling to me. Minister Pittman, you are the servant leader of prayer. Pastor Bethel, you're the servant leader of worship. Elder Roberta, you're the servant leader for promises from God. Minister Brenda, you're the servant leader for soul decrees. Minister Pat, you're the servant leader for daily scriptures. Evangelist Katie, you're the servant leader for culture. Overseer, you're the servant leader for the church. Elder Deborah, you're the servant leader for community. All the names I just gave, you're responsible for reaching out to Pastor T, Elder April, and Pastor Wendell. Pastor T has already asked that all of you would reach out to her and she could communicate with her team who you are, contact information. So Pastor T, Elder April, Pastor Wendell, let me reiterate. Minister Brenda is the servant leader for soul decrees. Elder Roberta for promises. Pastor Bethel for worship. Minister Pittman for prayer. Elder Deborah for community, Overseer Paulette for church, and
you're enjoying this
for culture. And that's just what's on the table now. It is not assumed that this is the only thing that will happen during that Zoom conference, because you all have complete creative expression. You know, maybe you tell the people, if you're registered for this Zoom conference, meet me at the church. You're going to set up time to use the church. But you're going to say, meet me at the church because you're going to need these kind of packages, or send us your email because we need to send you something in the mail via email to be prepared for what we're doing. You know, if if we're responsible for Christ to a crisis, maybe you take a poll. Somebody will check out the email and what has come in. Somebody will be responsible for just their search through scripture. Maybe somebody will take a poll within the culture, within the church, and within the community to see what are the top three crises that people are dealing with. Maybe you will bring in people from the community, people from the church world, people from different cultures and or the subcultures of cultures to begin to share. Explore. Have fun doing it, okay? Maybe you'll come up with some fresh new music. Maybe, you know, you guys will tap into some fresh prophetic music. Maybe all of those instrument players on the line that's silent now that I could name your name, that I happen to know you know how to play some instruments. Maybe you're going to come together and you're going to say, heaven sounds like this at this moment. And so when you hear this sound that we create in the conference, it's time to shift.
How much time for each section?
Oh, no, that's not up to me. Again, you're going to talk about that within your individual groups, and then you're going to talk about you servant leaders are going to meet with the servant hosts, okay, Elder April, Pastor T, Pastor Winslow.
Do we know how long the conference is?
You're going to formulate that with Pastor Winslow, Elder April, and Pastor. I can't redirect you to anybody.
Yes. So I want to read what I have. Minister Pittman is prayer. Pastor Bethel is worship. Elder Roberta is promises. Minister Brenda is soul decree. Elder Deborah is community. Overseer Paulette is church. Evangelist Katie Smith is culture. I missed who the daily scriptures were.
What did you say about the daily scriptures?
Daily scriptures was Kathy Pittman, wasn't it?
No,
that was
daily scriptures. The servant leader for the daily scripture is Minister Pat.
Thank you.
Okay. It's two people on her team. They
Thank
got
you.
It. Of course. All right. This has been so fun.
How did I miss that altogether? Oh, I didn't miss it. Okay.
Can Pastor Tressa give her information?
Well, I look forward to August 14th to your servant host coordinating this meeting and going from there. So if there's nothing else, I'm going to leave you in the hands of your host, Pastor T, Elder April, and Pastor Winslow. I so appreciate all of you who keep me updated and informed via text. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Welcome.
Okay, but hold on.
I also gonna need a nap.
So we know.
So
we know that
the servant. Wait a minute. I'm just responding to a statement. Soul decrees. The servant leader for soul decrees is.
Pastor Brenda.
Minister Brenda. The servant leader for promises from God is Elder Roberta.
And this call will be available to listen to again, right?
Oh,
in the archives of Blog Talk?
That is beyond my scope. So no, I'm just letting people know they're texting me. We have promises from God, from Elder Roberta, and decrees. But the decrees are from Winslow. She's the servant leader for that. I miss you guys, too. I wish I could see you guys face to face right now. I really do. I'm sure that you would make my baby weep. No, trust me, I did. You better believe that. I'm sure you guys would make my baby leap if I could see you face to face. So, but nevertheless, I leave this to you all, and this is just the first of many things because we still have November to plan and strategize for. And so I believe this is great preparation for you all hosting November. Okay? So to all of you who are on the line, thank you. I so now understand why we opened up the way we did. So let us remember to gather, seek, find, and hear God. Let us remember. And if you guys, I don't know how to play that prayer on here now. It's Impossible by John Hagee, but I don't even know how to say it on YouTube to get it. But if you get the opportunity, definitely do it. The best I can do is give you awakening, because I believe what it all speaks to is still awakening. And so what's in us is going to be awakened and it's going to come forward. But it's the stuff that's in us that we don't know about that's so deep that actually is going to speak.
Hold on, what is
it's going to cause us to gather, seek, find, and hear. So let's let the whales get unstuck so that we could flow, or not, I don't want us to flow, I want us to overflow and become a reservoir of healing and restoration that flows through the community, the church, and the culture. So I'm going to just say let it flow as we close with awakening. Is there any questions, comments, or concerns?
Yeah, just what's the name of the prayer by John Hagee?
Somebody just told me that. John Hagee, ask him. Nothing is impossible. Over here. That John Hagee prayer gadget, how do we get that?
Yes, she would love that.
She's so funny.
If you go on YouTube, you can just open it up and play it.
Right. Somebody needs to mute their phone because I'm having trouble hearing.
It's the John Hagee. Ask him. Evangelist, I really don't know how to put that on here for you.
If I know the title, I can find it.
You can. All you have to do is go to YouTube. And type in John Hagee, ask him, nothing is impossible. It comes right up.
Okay, that's what I needed. Thank you.
Ask him. Okay.
Here it is. I hope you can hear it. Can you hear this?
Oh, this is close as your next prayer.
Can you guys hear that?
Yes.
Church of Jesus Christ, writing about the attacks on your life by the Prince of Darkness, and God in the name of your sins.
Apostle, it's not clear, and I think you would get a better
It can be played the same way you play music. The same way you play music on Blog Talk, you can play the YouTube.
But I believe music is saved on Blog Talk. You save the music onto Blog Talk, and then you play it. That's not something that's saved on here right now.
Okay.
And I think part of the anointing that piece is the video. So if they just leave this call if they desire and go to that video, they will get the experience and the anointing of what John Hagee has preached.
Well, there you guys go. You do that. I'm going to end this with awakening because for me they are interchangeable for what I believe we are communicating. And I pray that you all receive the scepter, receive it. If you're to receive the grace, receive it. If you're to receive the mantle, receive it. And don't miss it because you're questioning it. Just receive it.
Thank you, Apostle. And make sure that you all understand that we have 5 weeks, and in the midst of that is the Asian conference, so please send me your information.
Pastor T, we couldn't hear you because of the background music.
I said that we have 5 weeks. That conference is 5 weeks from today. I thank the person who sent me their information. And in that 5 weeks, we also have the AEN conference, so make sure you send me your contact information as soon as possible.
Okay.
Amen. Okay. Bye-bye for now.
Bye.
All right. Well.
The next meeting, well, everybody is leaving, but the next meeting can be on Zoom, so that we can break out into our own rooms if that's what would work better. Because we can definitely divide all
better.
Of you up into your rooms. I don't know if we lost Pastor T or Elder April. I think I hear Pastor Winslow, but if we can communicate that, Pastor Winslow, Pastor T, Elder April, the next meeting can be on Zoom. That way everybody can be broken up into their own groups. I mean, put
I'm
into their
here.
Own room.
Oh,
I'm
still
okay.
Here.
I'll pass that information out.
Right. Okay. So you can meet on Zoom, and then everybody can go into their own rooms, okay?
Okay, that sounds good.
All right, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Bye.
Your phone doesn't respond to my touch. I'm trying to end the call. It's still open. Allow me. Get over.
Come on, it's because you. It's tapped out.